Hello and welcome to our podcast, No Point. Welcome back, Francis.
It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
I missed you.
They can see us now too, Francis.
Wow. Now they know all about the torment you've been putting me through.
It feels weird being out of our car, guys.
It really does.
If you didn't know, me and Francis recorded this podcast each and every single time inside the front seat of his car. Now we're here.
We're at a table.
It's a nice table.
You were always in the driver's seat, so I always felt like I was lower in power, but now I feel equal to you.
I like to pull
And at some point in this podcast, I'm going to assert my dominance over you.
Okay, I'm excited.
Oh, no. I got the perfect idea.
First of all, we want to start off this podcast. Do not drink my water.
That would have asserted
my dominance. Like to start off this podcast, and I'm speaking for me and Francis, when we say we want to wish you and your family a happy, holy, and merry Christmas, and happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Boxing Day, happy Festivus. Am I missing any other December holidays?
Happy Friday? Is it on a Friday this year?
No, I don't think we're releasing this podcast. Christmas, I
no,
think.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think you're saying all the Christmas stuff. Then
I think it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday!
No, it's not Wednesday.
Wait, hold on.
Christmas is not a Wednesday.
Happy December 20th.
Christmas is not a Wednesday.
Wait, I got you. Friday. It is a Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. This will not be out on Christmas. It's going to be out before Christmas. But the moral of the story is, after being heavily requested last season, welcome to season two of No Point, the Christmas special for the pilot.
Oh my gosh! Are we going to get, like, visited by three ghosts, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, someone's, like, teaches us that we should share our money, we don't have it, so I don't know how we're going to do it.
This is No Point, the Christmas Carol.
Yay! Who's Scrooge? You. 100% you. You're Scrooge. I'll be Tiny Tim.
Guys, if you are listening to us via Spotify, Apple Music, Audible, just so you guys know, we now have a video version of the podcast, which is Your Water Flew Out at Me. Which is available now on our YouTube channel, Broski's Studios.
So once you're done watching it here, head over to our YouTube channel and see it. You know, you get to see all the cool things that are in front of us. There's a bow here, this cool pen you get to see. You don't know what it looks like, but let me tell you, it's the best pen ever. You can see me drink JP's water.
No, for real, that's gross. That's absolutely disgusting.
Take some of his water as dominant.
No. We only have so much little water.
Dominant.
Anyway,
you missed all that.
After you listen to the podcast on Apple Music or Spotify or anywhere, consider coming over to our YouTube channel, dropping a subscription.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going there, but you somehow fixed it.
Check out our other videos. We're gonna get into our podcast, our Christmas special. Are you in the Christmas?
I'm in the Christmas mood. I am a little bit interested because now people are going to assume that every podcast you have a flashcard out, but this is the first one I've ever seen you have a flashcard.
Oh yeah, no. This is the first one because I usually have my phone, but I'm recording audio with my phone.
Yeah,
gotcha. I just thought it would make you look like more official.
I do like the flashcard.
I don't think it makes them look more official. It's one flashcard.
I think we should
and
go.
It's
with,
not even front and back.
We should go with.
What would possibly just be on that flashcard?
It's legitimately less than 10 words.
Again, it's the same. Oh, good.
Less than 10 words.
It's the same format as every other podcast, where I have zero idea what's going to happen, and JP has 100% knowledge of what's happening. Honestly, JP has been running around all day setting this place up. It looks amazing in this frame, but as soon as the camera pans to anywhere else in this room, it is completely ugly.
Absolutely a mess. So, it's Christmas.
Can you edit out me scratching myself for 5 seconds?
No.
I did it for
a while.
I'm
probably going to zoom in on it.
Okay.
It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you. Okay, it's actually not Christmas yet.
Okay.
I feel like you wet your whole table. Your whole table's wet. Anyways, when it comes to Christmas, I feel like everybody has different celebrations of Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And now we have never had this in a Broski Studios No Point podcast.
Sure.
But at this point, I would like to specify, if you were under the age of 12... Mm-hmm. And you are listening to this right now.
Okay.
Consider turning off our podcast. Also.
What?
Also, if you happen to not have had a conversation about Christmas with your parents recently, you might wanna turn off the podcast because we might be spoiling some things.
I know where this is going.
That some people might not be fully aware of yet, depending on where you are in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's the best way to tell people to turn off the podcast without ruining anything?
Basically, my thing would be if you're a JoJo Siwa follower.
Yes, if you unironically follow JoJo Siwa because of her inspiration.
No, if you follow Santa J. Claus on TikTok because you think he's Santa, turn off our podcast. Yeah, I think that's the best way you could do it.
All right, you got 3 seconds. Yeah. 3, 2.
What are we?
1. I'm just going to say it. We all know Santa's not real, right? Everyone's still
Oh,
here.
That's what you were going to say?
Boom!
Don't I yell, hate this you podcast. Right into the mic. I hate this podcast. Are you serious?
Well, that's what I want to... Well, to tell the story, I think...
Do you really believe that? Do you believe there is such thing as Santa, now, but he just can't travel the whole world and just never came to our house? But, like, he's there.
Well, here's what I have to say, right? So, what I wanted to get into the point of was our mother never told me and Francis about the existence of Santa Claus.
It's true.
Which never made me want to believe more in Santa Claus than the fact that my mom didn't tell me about
it's
Santa
true.
Claus.
True, I wanted her to be wrong more than anything in my life.
Oh, absolutely. I had to...
Yeah, because I didn't know. And then some kid's like, are you excited for Santa to come to your house? And I was like, I don't know, Santa. And he goes, he comes into your house. I'm like, he better not.
Did you know I ruined Santa Claus for my second grade class?
What?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows
You're
about
a monster.
This. No, it's definitely one of those things, like one of the repressed memories, which I don't want to talk about much. But
well,
my elementary school was very close to the mall.
Okay.
Which is weird, right? It's close to the mall. So for a field trip, we walked from the school to the mall to go get pictures with Santa for a field trip. Which, looking
what
back at it,
field
weirdest
trip.
Field trip
that's
I ever
terrible
heard.
Terrible field trip.
That's something you want to do with your like your mom and
yeah,
your dad.
You're doing it with Jim and
I was
Tim.
Doing it with Mrs. C. Mrs.
Yeah,
C went to the mall.
He knows.
But my mom worked at the school, so technically my mom was there as a chaperone.
I'm
but like it was definitely a weird
going,
holiday.
Yeah.
And so everyone,
did you have to get a permission slip?
Yeah.
What is this? Like the permission slip? Are you okay with having your child sit on a man's lap in
well,
the
Well, I just assumed there was one mom who's like very anti-Christmas.
Yeah.
Or like a Jewish kid in the class. And he was like, well, hold on. I got a complaint about
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm interested.
But we waited in line, right? And each kid got to go talk to Santa.
Were there other schools on this trip?
No.
Were you the only
it was,
school
it was
normal
legitimately
people?
Just a Tuesday mall. Santa Claus.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know if the mall knew...
Did you have
knew...
to pay for it?
No.
It was free?
I don't think the mall knew we were coming,
That's
though.
That's a pretty good deal.
Like, I don't think the mall was, like, aware that there was a field trip.
Okay.
But anyways, we went up to the mall, right? Mm-hmm. And it was my turn to get to Santa's lap. And I legit goes, this Santa's not real! And yeah, I just said that. Which, I mean, I guess it doesn't really
Was there anybody
the
else
thing.
That wasn't in the field trip? That, like, was...
Yeah,
like,
there was definitely kids. And I remember, like, Santa was like, ho, 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 we got a little rambunctious child. Which
good save.
Good, yeah, great save. And he was like, he might have not had his good breakfast or something like that. And then the teacher took me off the lap. My mom was there, and I had to go wait on the other side of the mall away from the
you
Santa
got in
part.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Well, yeah,
or,
no,
or
I didn't,
could
I didn't
you have
get,
said you were just spreading the truth?
Well, no, yeah, because I feel like I didn't get, like, a punishment.
Yeah.
It was just like, you can't be in the Santa
you
part.
You can't be in the...
Because I feel like...
Non-believer.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Why'd your kid get expelled from school? Well, he told a group of second graders Santa wasn't real. What grade is he in? Second grade. Why'd he do it? He wanted to let people know the
truth.
Okay. Yeah, so you can't... Get I couldn't get in I don't think anyone can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because it's a lie, the parents.
Yeah,
really?
I mean this
the parents are
why
on the wrong.
Never got Christmas gifts, maybe because Santa, you're definitely on the naughty list.
Santa is real.
Santa
but
is
I'm
real,
on the naughty
but you
list.
Just don't get anything because
well,
you're on the naughty list.
Here's the thing, and why I wanted to talk about our mom never told us about Santa.
Sure.
So she did tell us about Saint Nicholas, who Santa Claus is based off of, the saint that was a bishop that delivered money to poor people. I forgot which country. But he put them in their shoes, right? Moral of the story, she told us about St. Nicholas. We celebrated St. Nicholas Day on December 6th. We would put our shoes out when we went to bed. She'd put, like, a gift card, like a $10 gift card in the stocking. We would still have Christmas.
I like
Christmas.
That you had to specify exactly what went in the stocking.
Yeah.
Because that's accurate. It was like a $10 iTunes card every year.
But the moral of the story is, now I'm curious, right? Because I don't know if we ever talked about this, but because our mom never told us about Santa, because she legitimately said she just didn't want to lie to us, which
I
respect.
Which, I mean, she'd done in other things, so I don't know why she drew the line there. Like,
yeah, like,
she
was perfectly fine with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah! She was fine with the Tooth Fairy.
No, but the moral of the story was, my question was, what is your route for the Santa, tackling the Santa situation?
What do you mean?
With your children.
I'm not going to tackle a Santa.
No, you're not going to. Of course you're not going to tackle the Santa. But
fine,
saying,
I'll tackle the Santa.
Let's say you have a child
Oh,
tomorrow.
What am I going to do?
Yeah,
yeah, I thought about this.
Okay.
100% I'm telling Santa's real.
Santa's real?
Yeah.
How into it are you going to get? Like,
oh,
the
all
elf
the way.
On the shelf?
I'm going to believe it.
Elf on the Shelf's creepy.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do an
creepy
elf on the shelf.
Creepy elf on the shelf.
Not an elf
really
on the shelf.
Really impressive. Did you see what the Kardashians did?
What?
So they have 4 elves on the shelves, one for each kid. So she, like, the first day, Kim and Kanye were, like, putting it around the house, like, decorating their house with the elf on the shelf. She got lazy.
Yeah.
So she put them in a mason jar and said they all had COVID.
Yeah.
And had to quarantine for 14 days.
I did see that. But I've always thought that, like, probably down the line, hopefully I'll still be a content creator. So, like, I would mess with my kids. So I wouldn't have the elf on the shelf, but I've thought about this, and I'll have a man on a furnace.
What?
I think about it. I hire a man every day, 8-hour job. He sits on my
all
furnace.
Year round, or all, just Christmas season?
No, just around Christmas season. He's the man on the furnace, and everybody else talks about their elf on the shelf and what he's doing, and they're like, the man on the furnace, like, ate their candy, their birthday cake.
So he's a terrible person.
He's a terrible...
He actually... No relation
and,
to Santa.
And
I don't know.
He threatens he's gonna tell Santa way too often. He's like, when he's like, do something, he flinches at my kids. He kind of rules the house, like, with an iron fist.
No, I would only like it better if, like, you swear to your kids, you don't see him. Like, what do you mean there's a guy on the furnace?
Man on the furnace. He's there.
Are you hallucinating a guy on the furnace?
No,
like,
I've thought
you
about
go as
this.
Far to take them to therapy to talk about the man on the furnace, and, like, the therapist is like, yo, your kids are into some weird hallucinations, but you know he's real.
Yeah, I'll document the whole thing. I'll document the whole thing so, like, because they'll be, hopefully this will only work. This will only work, obviously, for a little while, right? Until they're older and they
this
start
really
realizing.
Doesn't answer the Santa question, though.
Oh, yeah, I know it does. That's just something I'm doing.
So is he related to Santa?
I don't know. I think that's for them to decide.
It's the magic of Christmas.
But I'm not sure. But no, I've thought about this. I'm going to tell my kid there's Santa. Why not? Why not? Who's to say there's no such thing as Santa? Who's to say? Just because you can't see something doesn't mean you can't believe in it.
Francis,
right? Francis. If you can prove me 100% without a doubt there is no Santa, I won't tell my kids it. But you can't because it's so weird.
Well, then that's a different situation because you should say, I mean, it could be Santa, but you shouldn't, like, tell them that it's, like, it's a fact because then they say, and I don't know, I'm no psychologist, but they say it is a leading cause of, like, trust issues.
Really?
Rooted in the fact that the parent lied to them when they were 5 and then they never got over that
situation. What a great job of a parent if those kids look at you and say, the leading cause of my trust issues is because you told me about Santa. You did excellent. My kids in my content creator house are gonna have many other reasons to have trust issues. Starting with the man on the furnace. Santa won't even get brought up at that therapy session.
They have now, like, phone a Santa. Like, they hire guys, and, like, they don't even look like they're Santa Claus.
Sure.
It's just, they call a random number.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
I've
just a guy.
This.
Like,
yeah,
it could be any guy talks to Santa.
Yeah, man, it's free, right? Like, it's free to call.
I don't know, you
want
to do it right now?
For them? I don't want to do it right now, but who pays for them? Who pays their bills? Santa?
I think the North Pole.
Could it be Santa?
Well, did you know that the post office, we've talked about this in a previous episode.
Yeah, it was
terrible company, right?
Yeah, terrible company.
They make a loss every year.
Yeah.
One of the reasons, like, if I was the CEO of the post office, one thing I'd eliminate right away is if you write to Santa Claus and put your mail in the post office, there's a possibility they have people that if you address it, like, a certain way, they'll write back. But, like, they're post office employees.
Yeah.
So the government is supplying this lie.
I would actually apply for a post office job just to have that for, like, a week. Right? Just opening kids' letters, see what they want.
Well, my question is,
find out about the family problems.
What do they do the other part of the year? Are they laid off?
No, I guess
seasonal
they just
help?
Do normal things, like mail bills to people. I don't know.
That's
what other thing does post office people do?
I'm not telling my
what
kids
about you?
About
you're not
Santa.
Telling
No.
You're just, nope, you're going to do what our mom did, and, like, we go to school
Here's
one day,
why.
And they're like, how about Santa? And I have no idea who that
well,
is.
Well, first of all, I think it really made me a cooler kid, like, being,
really?
Like, at this field trip. No, but in reality, it's strictly because I don't want to see my kid, like, have the mental breakdown, like, Santa's not real.
You have a weak kid if you think it's going to have a mental breakdown.
You didn't know about Santa.
Yeah.
I've seen kids.
I had a mental
find
breakdown
out about
when
Santa,
I found
though.
Out that I was never told about Santa.
Well, you were told about Santa.
No,
you
I wasn't just... told until, like, school. And then I was like, Mom, why didn't you never tell me about this
One
guy named
weird...
Santa?
You were told about Santa. You just weren't told that he was real.
No.
It was just a joke.
No.
Yeah, so just like,
no.
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 No. No.
We
no,
were
no,
told
no,
about
no,
Santa.
No, I wasn't. I found out in school.
You weren't told.
I found out in school.
You gotta stop yelling. Don't throw a pen at our sister.
I found out in school.
Our sister's off camera. Kat, hello.
Hello.
Anyways, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them be like, Daddy, Santa's not real. And I've been like, I've known. Like,
But you don't
know. I really like...
You don't know. That's my point.
I really like the idea of Santa, though. I'm a big fan of the idea of Santa. And that's why every single year, we both do this. The Santa Tracker.
Yeah. We love that.
That's weird.
It's my favorite app.
NASA funds it. What is up with these big companies funding these lies?
It's 100% real because I've never seen Santa travel to my house on the tracker when I'm awake.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Let's talk.
They're always in Belgium.
Let's talk about a Christmas meal. A tradition at our family. Yeah. I want to know, first of all, before we go on, I want to know right now. I want to know right now, are you going to tell your kids about Santa?
And also, and if you think it led to your trust issues? Or do you think it was Randy in the third grade who broke your heart?
Who broke the story? I also want to know the stories of how they figured out Santa wasn't real.
Yeah.
And this is how you're going to get that to us, right? So option one is you can tweet at us.
Okay.
At Broski Studios is our Twitter. And we'll probably read every single one of those. Leave that in the comment section right now. That's another option. It's going to be harder to find them. Twitter is the easiest way to get a hold of us. So if you have a funny story about how you found out Santa was real, if you're going to tell your kids about Santa, anything Santa related, let us know. Also,
yeah.
Before we get off the Santa topic.
Oh, really? You
right?
Look at that card.
Yeah,
is there
something
on there?
Well, no, there's nothing on the card.
They're not. Okay.
I
why are
you
looking at me like this?
How are there so many Santas at the mall?
You've told me this.
No.
You explain.
Yeah,
this.
No. I know that like they say like they all work for Santa because he's busy. My question is, how are there so many people that look like Santa, right? And they all just appear in the winter. That's the one thing I don't understand. Because if I'm just going around on a normal day, I don't see that many like larger elderly men with white beards.
Yeah.
But it seems Christmas time, and everybody is a larger elderly man with a white beard.
You do know that a lot of it is like a fat suit with like a beard.
No. Most of them, like, there's a Santa Union.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking based on the mall is also based on how good the Santa is. Like, yes, there are, no, don't laugh at me.
Randy's working at the Lake Shield Mall.
Yeah, no, you haven't noticed this, but, like, in different
neighborhoods,
there are
the
worse
richer
Santa.
The richer the
neighborhood, the better the Santa.
How much do you think a mall Santa makes?
Not,
if you had to guess.
Well, they only get paid for December, right?
I would guess at least $500 a day. Dollars a day.
No
They
way.
Have to deal with children.
$500
sitting on
day?
Their lap?
If it's $500 a day, I'm quitting this podcast right now and I'm
I
going to
I think it's
be
$500
Santa.
A day. Somebody
no
let
way.
Us know. If anybody in listening to the show right now has a relative that is
an
official
hour.
Mall Santa Claus, reach out to us. We'd like to interview him on the podcast.
$20
I have
hour,
a lot of questions.
5 hours.
$20
a day.
An hour? No
make
way.
Make about $120 a day.
Do you think they have normal
That's
jobs?
That's before taxes.
I don't think they have normal jobs.
They
I
have
think,
to have
I think if you
job.
Look like Santa,
There's no
your
way.
Job is
they
Santa.
They make it for December, and then they...
Well, what do they do during... What do they do with their
day?
Normal job?
I don't know. Carpentry?
I mean... They
you can
just,
see, an, you
they
can
just
see
can't,
a Santa guy do
yeah,
carpentry.
Yeah, but they just can't take the... They can't take the time off to just sit at the mall all day.
That's
and does
true.
Each
How
mall
do you
have
December
one
off?
Santa? This was the other thing I wanted to know. Is it the same Santa? What happens
no,
when
there
Santa?
Has to be different
There's multiple Santas at the same...
Yeah.
How many Santas per mall? Do you think that depends?
Four.
Four Santas?
Well, I mean, again, I'm saying all this guessing.
The Warwick Mall, which is the mall closest
Three.
To our house, same Santa I've noticed every single time I've went into the
really?
Mall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What if he... Does he take sick days?
I don't know. Apparently, Dr. Fauci says Santa Claus is immune from the coronavirus.
Okay, well...
I want to test that theory out.
I mean, Santa Claus could be immune,
he has
but Randy,
every...
who's at our mall, I don't think is immune!
Santa has every single criteria of what makes a high-risk patient when coronavirus comes... Elderly man, like everything. I don't know if he's actually immune.
I don't think so.
I think maybe this is the last
year. What if we found out that Santa died? Santa was real, but he died. He was a human.
Well, that's Saint Nicholas, because Saint Nicholas is Saint Nicholas.
But like,
is what, we call
what if
Santa.
Like the rumors of Santa, like everybody that like did Santa, like he did travel the world, and that one night, and he had the reindeer.
Santa's
flight,
not the hard part
died.
To believe. Santa's not the hard part to believe, and neither is the reindeers. Or the sled. The hardest part to believe for me is the elves.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
No way.
You don't think there's an elf?
Well, I feel like if he had elves...
Have you ever met an elf?
No, elves aren't real. But if he had elves... If
you
he
heard
had...
it here, folks.
If he had
if
these...
You're above the... If you're under the age of 20 now, please leave the podcast. This guy's
well,
telling us
no,
how old
here's the thing,
the Dalton information.
Francis. Here's the thing, Francis. If
yeah.
elves were real and
yeah.
Santa had all this control over elves,
sure.
No way Santa doesn't do world domination. Because I'm convinced
the Santa's the nicest guy in the world. He's not doing world domination.
Doesn't matter.
Matter?
People are power hungry, Francis.
No, not Santa.
You give Santa an army of elves? He's coming after us.
He already has all the power in the world. Why does he need...
The least thing, I think, he has to take over, like, Switzerland. Because Switzerland's kind of, like, the closest... Alaska.
I don't think Santa has the military might to take on ours.
No, but the elves do.
I don't think the elves have the military
might. He's got flying reindeers. They can make toys. How do you attack a flying reindeer?
Take a Nerf gun to a machine gun, and we'll see who wins.
Anyways, Christmas dinner.
I do like now the image of, like, elves
and elf making... fighting?
Elves,
oh, like, God. What's to say elves can't make an AK-47? Also, copyright issues.
Really?
How do elves make Nerf guns and, like, matchboxes and Hot Wheels? Well, you would think, like,
deals.
Hasbro...
They probably have deals
for them. Oh, so...
They have negotiations.
Anyways, Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know about at your house. I also want to know what your Christmas dinner is, because this is, like, usually Thanksgiving is turkey.
We kind of split.
Thanksgiving is turkey, Easter is ham.
Sure.
Our Christmas meal has always traditionally been veal. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know... Veal is baby cow. Francis, how'd you figure out the veal was baby cow?
I want to say the veal was my favorite dish ever created, right? Love veal. Can you establish how... I don't know if anybody's had veal, but with brown gravy...
That was weird. Only the visual podcast could understand. This is why you guys need to come watch our video version of the podcast over at our YouTube channel, Broski Studios.
It's so good, though. Veal is so good, right? So I am... It's Christmas again. Love it. Having the greatest time ever. And I'm eating all the veal, right? I'm eating it all. I'm eating it all. JP and me are chuzzling
it
down.
Still love veal. For some reason...
I'm sitting... Oh, what?
I was just going to say, for some reason, the effect of it being a baby cow had a lot more effect on your taste buds towards
it. That's
because I... It kind of made it better for me. I don't know.
And I'm looking for a new co-host. It's episode one, and I already need a new one.
I don't know. It was like, oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm eating at the table. I'm eating a lot, right? And, like, everybody at the table is like, wow, Francis, like, you're on your, like, fourth helping. Like, it's almost all gone. And my older brother is what I would call a slower eater. Like, I learned to eat, fast, right?
Yeah.
I want to go outside.
I'm in and
out. I want to play. Like, eating is actually very boring to me. Like,
I agree.
I at dinner, like, I don't like to sit there for a while. Even at restaurants, like, I can't sit there for more than, like, an hour and a half. I can't sit anywhere. Our older brother is those kind of guys that's like, let's get an appetizer. Let's have a dessert. Let's be here for 4.5 hours. You know, make it a day thing.
The people the waiters and waitresses hate.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, I'm trying to make a living here.
So, like, he likes to savor everything, which is fine. Unless you're eating across the kid who likes to go super fast.
Yeah.
Because I can put about 5 helpings by the time he takes one.
Absolutely.
So I'm chuzzling down. Like, it's almost gone. Our older brother has still not had seconds yet. So he looks at me.
Survival of the
fittest. He looks at me, and he decides, I know how I'm going to make him stop. He looks over and he goes, hey, Francis, you're eating a lot of that. And I go, yeah, with like 4 things in my mouth. What's up?
Yeah, you noticed.
And he goes, do you want to know what it's made out of? And here's where I'm mad, right? The entire family just kind of stopped for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just got quiet.
It's kind of like telling a kid Santa's not real.
I know. It kind of had that same vibe. And we're just sitting there. And I'll never forget, my mom goes, no. And he goes, a baby cow. Psychopath! Imagine, you are doing this, right, in hopes it will deter me. But you have so little of a heart that you can say that and take another bite.
I have always argued, though, that it's absurd that you're even upset about this.
I know.
Because you have no problem in eating cows.
I didn't
cows.
Know that a cheeseburger and all these other things were cows. I've never thought about it. I just like meat. But
well, it's
I never
like,
thought
it's like
it came
the meme.
From.
Have you seen the meme? And it goes like, imagine if cow, like meat, started having names on it like Coke did. Like, and it was like, this cow was called Joe before it was brutally murdered. And somebody said, yeah, I'd find the one with my name on it.
It's the same thing as Coke. But yeah, and he looks at me and he goes, it's baby cow. And I run to the bathroom because, like, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, yeah, throw up.
I'm going to throw up. And then all of a sudden, everybody at the table, like, the dinner's ruined. I hear people screaming outside, like, why
would you do that? What's a holiday without a dinner being ruined?
But, like, everybody's, like, screaming. Like, my mother's, like, banging on the door. Like, I'm like... Like trying not to throw up,
mm-hmm.
and Peter's just like, seconds, please. And he's like so happy.
I'll have another round of that baby count with calamari.
Same story.
I am more upset about octopus. Octopus is more of a turnoff than baby cow.
That's true. But I think my problem was how long he took until he said the word cow.
Because he was like, baby cow.
And then I'm like, I'm eating a baby.
And then he's like, no.
I'm like, gross. And then he's like, a cow. And I'm like, a baby and a cow. No.
What a weird combination.
Please.
I thought only babies could be humans.
But yeah, it took me a while before I could ever eat veal again. And to this day, I can never have more than one helping.
Did mom ever
sit... He really won.
Did mom ever sit you down and like talk to you and be like, before Christmas, and be like, all right, no matter what you get from somebody else, you have to look really, really excited.
Not
like,
really. That's just common decency.
She only did this to me. She only did this to me about our older brother Peter. It was one year.
I remember the year.
It was 1 year before Christmas. She sat me down. She sat me down before Christmas, and she was like, "Heads up, Peter bought you a gift this year, and before he gives it to you, you gotta be super excited when you get it."
I would like to say, I don't think our older brother ever listens to our podcast, so I feel very comfortable at saying, Peter,
worst gift giver.
But
ever.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes
I've never got a great gift.
Sometimes
maybe it's because for the last 10 years I've gotten the same gift. But I've never, that you can't see.
You wouldn't understand what this gift is. I know, we're not going to tell you. I want you guys to try to guess. You won't even
this
be any close.
Is, I got
comments,
for 10
anyways.
Years,
same 10
gift,
years in
and
a row.
I can't see
same
it.
Gift. It's not a gift you can hold. It's not a gift you can have.
It's not even a gift you can prove
it's
that
a
happened.
Gift. Yeah, it's just a gift, you know?
It's a gift.
I don't know if it's a gift. It might be a torture. but I think he does hit, like, sometimes. But there
he
is
saying about TV shows.
Well,
but
yeah,
he's buying those for himself.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. But there's other times, yeah, terrible.
He's never bought you a TV show that he hates.
Yeah, that's true. So what he does is he usually will buy me like a season pass to a TV show, but he always will watch the TV show, which I kind of respect.
Yeah.
Because what me and Francis used to do, and I want to Kat's looking at us right now, and I want to admit this to Kat, what we used to do is buy each other a gift
that
for each other, open it first. Then wrap it so mom thought we got each other a gift. Because, like, it was a big thing. Like, you gotta get your brother a gift. So I remember specifically there was a Lego set that Francis really wanted. So I bought it for Francis. We took everything out. I wrapped the box. And Francis opened up the box on Christmas. But
nothing
he's been playing with it with over a week.
Yeah, nothing was in
because
it.
It just had to be the... It had to be the...
It had to be the box.
It had to be something was opened on Christmas.
Yeah.
Best Christmas gift I ever got was not really a Christmas gift I got, but it was really... It was really ruined. That
oh,
makes
really?
No
We're
sense.
We're going to talk about the best Christmas gift
No, it's
ever
not
got?
The best Christmas gift I ever
what
get.
What is the best
but
Christmas
gift?
I'm curious about
that. I just want to tell the story real quick. I wanted 1 year Disney Infinity Dash. So bad.
Yeah.
I wanted it. It was the only thing I asked for.
Yeah.
Dash from Incredibles
like
for Disney Infinity, right? And I begged
it's
everybody
like
in my family. Christmas morning, I wake up and I go, boy, I just hope I got Dash for Christmas.
Sure.
My grandmother flips out. She goes, you went through my room. You found him. Which, it was, and like, she was really mad and she was like, you ruined Christmas because like.
You did ruin Christmas.
Yeah, but to be fair. Like, I am a snoop when it comes to presents.
Yeah. Totally.
But I genuinely didn't know that time. It was just, that's the one thing I hope to have. And it really took away from the fact that she did get it for me.
I hope I get a kid that really wants something that's like $9.
Well, you have the problem. Francis is always,
I'm the worst.
Always the, my mom's like, what do you want for Christmas? And everyone's like, oh, 1 year
the
I.
Socks! And
yeah.
Then I'm like, I would like the brand
and
new.
And Francis is always like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind a new Apple Watch. And my mom always is like, Francis, I'm not going to get you that. And Francis is always like, maybe there's a chance she might get it for me. The one time I think she actually got, like, the big gift I wanted was the family gift.
The Wii.
The Wii.
I remember that. That gift, I don't know if anybody else's family did that, but she also, like, packed in, like, 6 different boxes and hinted at things. But also... The issue with the Wii was we didn't get it on Christmas morning.
No, we got
it
Christmas night. And it was really
in
bad.
The closet.
The most psychological warfare
Jeez,
our mom gave.
I know.
She gave me in my stocking stuffer.
A
so
game.
At the time, I asked for NBA 2K on the PC. Because all I had was a PC. It was like 2K10. I wanted it on the
it
PC.
It was a really bad PC,
right?
Too. It was a laptop.
She bought me 2K... I think it might have been 2K11 for the Wii.
Yeah.
And I was
goes,
like,
oh,
and I was like, oh, I have the PC, not the Wii. And she goes, oh, stupid. I should have known what I should have known. And, like, wonderful acting skills. Yeah. And she was like, I'll go return it. And she took it back.
Yeah.
She had it in her hands for the entire day. And then I got the Wii at night. And she was like, honestly, though, I didn't mean to give that one to you yet.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a good
What was the best gift you ever got?
Best gift I ever got? Depends on what age, right? Like, now, looking back at it, like, the best gift I ever got was probably the Wii. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think looking back at, like, the amount of time
And that was
I
for all
it,
four of us got
exactly.
the Wii.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I got some
Also,
gifts.
Biggest gift we've ever got taken away.
Yeah,
the Wii. The Wii was taken away every single...
It
was. We said this to our mom the other day. We were like, it's almost like you gave us the Wii just to have the power to take it away. Because at the time, that was the one thing, like, you could... Our mom could take from
yeah,
us that
I would
really
say the
get
Wii
to us.
Wii was probably the best gift we've ever got. I mean, like, I got, like, an Apple Watch here and stuff like that, but I just never used it as much as I used the Wii. But anyway, I would say... I would say that technically, and I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but the best gift, like, in the moment...
Yeah.
...was when Kat had just received an iPod, and my older brother had received, like, an iPod, and I looked at myself and I said, all I want for Christmas is to be like them, right? I want an iPod. And it's Christmas morning, and I open it up, and it's this MP3. Now, I don't know the difference between an MP3 versus an iPod. But
oh,
if you
this
do
was
know
a
the
big
difference,
difference for
you,
kids in the 2008 range.
But if you're a dumb kid like me who wants to get hire a man in a furnace, you don't understand the difference. But just for people now, because I know iPods aren't popular in MP3, an iPod is a Tesla, and an MP3 is... I would say a bite.
No, be nice. Here's what the actual comparison is. It's the iPod is an iPhone. The MP3 player is a Samsung Galaxy.
Sure. Sure.
That's whatever. The literal comparison.
I liked mine better. But anyway, I get it. And I open it up, and in my head, I think it's an iPod. So I go, an iPod! And I take the present. And I just do what any kid would do when he just received the present he wants. And I chuck it straight up into the air. Like, I don't know why. I was just, like, so excited that I wanted to throw my hands up and, like, throw
Respect.
It up. And do, like, you know, like, the crowd surfing scene with my iPod. And I would catch it and I would bring it. But I threw it and it hit, like the fire alarm detector or smoke detector.
Smoke detector.
And it hit it and it angled. And it hit right in the face my great-great-grandfather. Pop-Pop. Yes.
You heard Pop-Pop?
I did. Pop-Pop is no longer here today. He was like 92 at the time I got the
No,
iPod.
He didn't die from the iPod.
He didn't die from the iPod. Imagine that. That's the story. He didn't die from the iPod.
Yeah, you know, I hit Pop-Pop.
I love that we're still calling it an iPod.
I hit Pop-Pop with the iPod.
So
now he's no longer with us.
I hit him with the iPod.
Oh, wow.
And it was like in those plastic containers. And I don't know, like nowadays I don't see them as much, but maybe because I just don't buy things in that. But it was like the plastic containers that you could not open. Like, you felt like you could drop a nuke on this thing and it would be fine.
Oh yeah, Nokia.
Like they were just impossible to get into. So like it hit him in the corner, hit his eye, and the entire time, like the family's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like, you know, they're all flocking around Pop Pop. And they're all like, how's your eye? Because he's old, right? Like you don't think it's gonna heal. Whatever I did to him is stuck with him forever. If he's gonna have to wear an iPad for the rest of his life, he must know it was from an iPod knockoff. He must know. So they're all flocking around, and I'm like, I'm mortified, right? That I've like
as
attempt,
you should be.
I've done an
you
attempt,
attack.
I did an attempt of murder on my 93-year-old. But I've never been still more happy. And like I hear Pop-Pop going, like he was just excited. He was just excited. Great man to get hit in the eye by a kid. He's like, he's just good. And then like everybody's yelling. They're like, no, you have to learn to control yourself and do good. And I remember it. I'm like, I'm just so excited. And I go upstairs and like, you know, the day. And I'm like, I can't believe I almost killed Pop-Pop. But at least I got the iPod. And there's this man, Peter, who told me about Baby Cow, who has no chill on any Christmas, who goes by and goes, you know that's not an iPod, right?
What a jerk!
And I go,
some people.
I go, what do you mean it's not an iPod? And I go, it looks just like yours. And he goes, no, see how mine has a logo and says iPod on the back?
Elitist, that's what he is. He's elitist.
He goes, flip yours around. And I flip it around, and it's just Chinese symbols. No idea what in the world it says on the back, but it is strictly Chinese, and I hope it's a hidden message, because I'll never know what it means. And I go, it says iPod just like yours. And he goes, trust me,
put it through Google Translate.
He looks at it and he goes, nah, that's a knockoff. And I go, what's a knockoff? He goes, well, it's what you get if you can't afford the real thing. And I go, I can afford it. And he goes, you killed Pop Pop with an MP3. And I'll never forget the day.
What a way to go up.
It was worse.
All jokes aside, Peter, wonderful person. We've made a lot of jokes.
He's
about
not
going to
hear this podcast.
So we're feeling free about this. Also, funny enough, why our mother got the MP3 for Francis was Francis is a notorious
breaker. I break everything.
If he got the iPod, he would have broken
or lost it.
Now I'm trying to think.
Lose everything.
Oh yeah,
as
you
well.
Do. Your Game Boy, Chuck E. Cheese it.
Chuck E. Cheese, that could be a whole time.
Yeah, we're going to save that one. Remind us about that. I want to know your guys' favorite Christmas gift. Twitter,
or
comment section.
Christmas
or your
story.
Oh, I want to hear the worst Christmas gift.
I can tell you ours.
What was ours?
Christmas Eve, we
oh,
had...
Oh, Christmas
we had,
Eve.
We had this
one
tradition.
Present on Christmas Eve.
What?
It's never the present you want.
No.
Why can't the wee be the Christmas
yeah,
Eve
no,
present?
It was always like the
it's
thing.
It's always because, some hygiene.
Yeah, but here's the
like
thing.
Like, hygiene
right?
item.
We talked about how, like, on Christmas Eve, we knew other people that on Christmas Eve, they'd get one gift, right? So, like, we heard about this, and we're like, Mom, like, other people open up one gift on Christmas Eve, you know, just exciting, like, can we do that? And she's like, no, you should get all your Christmas presents on Christmas. And we're like, just one gift. And she goes, fine, if you want one gift, it's going to be the one I choose. And we're like, fine. And, of course, when you give the mother the choosing, she's not going to give you the good gift
on Christmas Eve,
right? Those are all saved. And she's not going to give you a gift that's going to tell you about your good gift. So she gives you the worst things. But the worst gift we ever received was on Christmas Eve, and we were all so excited. And we're like, one gift, please. And all four of us sat down, and we all have the same package, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, let me open it first. And JP's like, I'm the youngest. I'm going to open it first. You sounded just like that. And you opened it. And you go, oh, tissues. And they were tissues.
Yeah.
And then, you know how terrible it is for the next three guys? Who now, at least you got the surprise.
The last guy.
We know what it is.
What would you do if, like, Peter opened it last?
And he got a Porsche.
Yeah, it was like keys to
I
a car.
I thought about this. But, like, and I'm just like, for the next three of us, we all had to open up. Because the reason why that's a bad gift is not only because it was a bad gift. What was it? Because it was imagine a bad gift, but you already knew the bad
gift. No, some of the
tissue.
Worst ones was...
What is worse than tissues?
We have four kids in our family. So it's often
we
our mother...
We have four kids.
Our mother
Me and you.
Messes up whose presents are whose, right? I have opened far too many dresses for my sister. Which, you know, for a second, I'm just like, Mom?
You know what's more disappointing? You know what's more disappointing? Is when you open up a present and you love it. And it's not for you.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that.
Which one?
A lot of your gifts. Games all the time.
Well, here's the thing.
I've done basketball.
I've never been surprised on Christmas.
Jerseys.
Because I am the person. Like, I don't like surprises. So I'm the person that, like, I'll
yeah,
like,
that's why your mom has
around.
A code.
Yeah, but I'll still.
Yeah.
I'll still find my way around it.
Sometimes I think you enjoy pity.
What do you mean?
Like, on Christmas, like, you'll be like, no matter how, like, they could literally send you, like, 10 things of dirt. And you would still be like, thanks, guys. This was a good Christmas. You're like, no, guys, don't feel bad for me. Enjoy all your presents. I'll be over here with my dirt.
Well, it has always been upsetting for me that, like, Francis is Christmas, and then his
birthday is five days after.
A week later. So basically what happens is he gets a bigger Christmas present than everybody else in the family on
because
Christmas.
I combine them.
So that has always been a hard thing to deal with as the youngest child, understanding, why does Francis always get better gifts? But it's because it's basically he always says, instead of a birthday gift, I want a Christmas gift and a birthday gift together. And one year, I asked for, I think it was an NBA jersey.
Yeah.
And it was Kevin Durant for the Golden State Warriors, right? And my mom goes, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get that for you. Because first of all, she thought it was a waste of money to get a jersey, right?
Yeah.
But then I remember you asked. And I think you asked for, like, I think it could have been a camera.
I think it was Beats.
And mom's like, yeah, I can get that for you. And I was like, but my jersey!
It's out of this window. Yeah.
Not even considered. I did get the jersey. I
he
do
did.
Love it. He's no longer on the Golden State Warriors.
No,
so
he's not.
I guess it wasn't worth it.
She was right.
It's still one of the best gifts I got, though.
Yeah.
I want to know people's worst gifts.
Yeah.
I think it's tissue stuff.
I still think tissues were the worst. I feel like
or Matchbox cars or the one that Peter gives me that I can't name every year.
We can't name it. It's weird, man.
It's weird every year. Can't ever see it.
I want people to guess that.
One time I got a Honduras child.
Hold on. We got to talk about this. I think he listens to the podcast. So no names. One of our friends, wonderful individual sometimes. He has a program which he's a part of, which you sponsor in need children from other countries, right?
Specifically Honduras.
Yes, he likes Honduras. So basically, he has kids that he sponsors. So every year for Christmas, he gives everybody he knows a Honduras child.
But it's like he made a donation on your behalf to sponsor the Honduras child, and you get a picture of him.
It was a Honduras 70-year-old.
Yeah, me and JP received these gifts, and you can't give, like, two people that, like, find the entire world funny these two things, because we go, JP, I got a child!
it's legit.
When do I get to visit him?
It's a piece of paper, 8x11,
with a name on it.
And it has a name and a picture, and it's like, thank you for...
this is your child.
Yeah, this is your child.
It was very weird when I mailed back that child.
And it was year after year, man. Like, it was, and it's a wonderful thing that he does.
Yeah.
But it is.
But it's super cool to own a child in Honduras.
You don't own a child in Honduras. You can't tell people you own a Honduras.
I keep sending him a man on a furnace and see how that guy reacts.
Well, I think it would be more cool if it was like our relationship continued.
I remember the day
it really upset me on Christmas the next year when I got a different child. I was like, what? Am I cheating?
Threw up the whole one.
I also want life updates. Like, what did Jimmy do with my $25 donation?
I just go around and go, Mom, I have a child in Honduras. And, like, I kept, like, explaining that. And Mom would make comments all the time.
Because it sounds really bad. Yeah.
A parrot, and I go, tell that to my child in Honduras.
Yeah, you know, that could be, it's not a bad gift, it's just not the gift anybody wants.
I love it.
I'm sure the kid loved it in Honduras.
it's really a gift for him.
I've always wondered about that, like, how much of that actually goes to the kid. You know what I'm saying?
You want to take down an operation in this
podcast? It's like a cent a day can feed a village. No way a cent a day can feed a village.
To take down that whole organization, we're going to need longer than one podcast. So
I think I'm onto something right here. I'm also coming, if you want my help, I'll lead you to world domination. If Santa's not cutting it as your leader, you put me in charge. You elect me your president.
No. The moral of the story is
Christmas, best holiday.
I agree.
Best holiday.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, best holiday for our family.
Best holiday for everybody. I mean, if you've...
Not necessarily.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa.
But, like, other people can have, like, other holidays. They like. I know people that like Easter more.
Well, I've talked to a Jewish kid. I went to a school with a Jewish kid, and he loved Christmas. He didn't celebrate Christmas. Him and his family just got Chinese food and went to the movies. Sure. And it was, like, a big
day. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I agree. Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Set it and forget it.
No, nothing even compares.
No.
You know what does compare?
What?
April Fool's. But no one ever celebrates it.
No. I always get in trouble on April Fool's, so.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That was our Christmas episode of season one of the podcast.
Whoa!
No
season
point.
One?
No,
this
season
was our
two.
Pilot.
This is our, no, this, this is our pilot.
This is the,
hello, welcome.
This is the season premiere Christmas special for our podcast. No point. Welcome back.
Before we go, we have a bunch of things for you guys to know about. Upcoming things.
Do we?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
You have the card.
If you're listening to this podcast,
yes,
on Apple Music,
sure.
Do us a favor.
Yep.
Leave us a 5-star review
and
a review. And what we do is, at random episodes in this show, we will read your reviews and we will critique your critique of us. And that's a fun thing we do on the show. So if you're on Apple Music, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Also, if you could share the podcast with a friend, because if a friend tells a friend, then a friend. And that's how you get an army of elves. There was only one elf, and then that elf recruited another elf.
If too many people see this, they'll know about my man on the furnace thing.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to my kids. We'll get to the kids.
We gotta keep it quiet.
The other thing is, if you would like to support our podcast, we are not sponsored. So consider purchasing merch. There'll be a link in the description. Or what?
Well, I don't know.
I was going to give them the other ways that they can support the podcast.
Keep going.
We have other options such as PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, all Broski Studios.
Okay.
Okay. You want any more?
Or you can
sponsor the podcast monthly by going to our website, broskistudios.com, hitting the podcast page. No point, support a podcast. Speaking of podcasts, if you are into football, we have another podcast. It is called BS Sports that you should check out on all streaming platforms.
Am I on that podcast?
Yes, you are.
Whoa!
Okay. And like
us.
And follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, Broski Studios.
Or Francesmo10.
Or Francesmo10 or Chippy Pree. I'd like it. I want to get 5,000 Instagram followers. I'm at 3,600. I know it's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
But Chippy Pree?
I'm at 83,000.
Wow, real cool, man. We get it. You're TikTok famous.
I'm at 83,000.
So thank you guys for listening to this first episode of Season 2. And if you're watching it on YouTube,
hi!
Make sure to subscribe, like, comment.
I'm going
to
go kiss them.
Don't kiss them. That's weird.
They can see it.
And if you listen to this podcast on Apple Music, consider go checking it out on our YouTube channel, especially if you don't.
Episode, Season 1.
As well, if you enjoy me and Francis and want to see us daily, we Twitch stream on our Twitch channel. Twitch.tv/BroskiStudios.
Yeah.
That's all the things I can remember.
That's it?
I think that's it.
That's it?
That's everybody I can remember. Oh! Secret word!
Secret word!
Okay, so what you don't know, guys, is each time we do our podcast, we give you a secret message for you to share the podcast on your Instagram story, tweet at us, comment below, just so you know you listen to the entire podcast, and we always give you multiple options.
I'm between a few.
I got a few,
too.
Sure. Right?
Yeah, keep going.
And Pop-Up is no longer with us. Not because of the iPod!
That's actually great. Also, Papa's no longer with us, not because of the iPod. I was just going to... one of them was going to be iPod. The other one was going to be Baby Cow.
Oh, it was... Yeah, it was going to be... No, I would like it to be, I enjoy eating Baby Cow. Because that's a weird comment to see places.
Sure, but we didn't say that in the podcast.
Well, I enjoy eating Baby Cow.
Oh, you said
it. Okay. Yeah, I did.
So, it's either Pop-Pop's no longer with us, not because of the iPod, or I enjoy eating Baby Cow. One of the two.
Is that all we have to say?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. See you next time for, guess what?
What?
Episode 2? New Year's special.
Oh, we have a new, oh my god, so many specials.
I know.
Eventually, it's not going to be special.
I know.
Okay.
It's just going to be a random January special next.
I'm going to go bathe my feet now.
All right. I'm JP Brissett,
and
signing off.
And I'm Francis. And you know I'm not going to sign off because it's again, visual.
Wait, we didn't
audio.
Introduce ourselves.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Francis.
I don't think at this point we should even try. Also, you took my name.
Oh, this is bad.
All right, well.
No one's going to watch
it. I'll see episode 2, buddy.
Oh, wait.
What?
If they listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music, make sure to subscribe or follow so you get updated each and every single time we post a new episode. That's all I have to say.
I'm going
to
kiss your forehead now.
That's weird.
Come here.